Good morning. A Tuesday morning, we're with our political observer, Alan Shar, talking on this Tuesday morning. Alan, I see on WAMC.org, Japan's Prime Minister Shinzo Abe making a historic visit to Pearl Harbor.
That's right. This has been a long time in coming, David. We obviously will always remember Pearl Harbor and the despicable attack on the United States. And the President of the United States, himself a great man, Barack Obama, went and paid homage in Japan. And this is the reciprocation. For some, it'll never go away. For others, they hardly remember any of it because they are so young. But it is a fitting thing that it be done because, believe me, this country needs every friend that it can possibly have. And at a time when a new president is coming in who is intent on spreading disarray one way or the other, this is a very good thing for the outgoing president of the United States to leave this country with. And speaking of important things, tonight on Channel 6, there will be the Kennedy Center honors, and there will be James Taylor, who is, of course, a great favorite of WAMC and who's done so much for this radio station, getting these honors. And the top people in the United States, including Bill Clinton and others, will be on that stage honoring this guy who has done so much for them. I don't know if a lot of people know it, but James Taylor, who can fill stadiums and who can make a lot of money, has been out there for each of these Democratic presidents and Democratic candidates in a way that is extraordinary. He and his wonderful wife, Kim, who have just traveled the country, traveled the world, doing what's right for them. And believe me, when all of us who are feeling what happened in this election are dealing with it in our own way, this has got to be very tough for the Taylors. So this is a really nice thing, and we can all revel in it.
From there to the continuing collapse of the death penalty. That's the headline. The editorial in the New York Times this morning. Florida Supreme Court just wiped out over 150 death sentences, the latest sign that capital punishment is on its way out.
David, I think it is. Even Republicans on the Supreme Court have had real problems with the death penalty. Look, there are many of us who believe that some of the people who have been sentenced to death deserve it. I'm saying it. There'll be people who say, no, you're wrong, Alan. Nobody deserves to die. Well, when you wipe out a family, when you wipe out a pregnant woman, when you wipe out a police officer, I don't see any great use for them being around. However, what keeps bringing me back, keeps making me level on this death penalty thing, is that all of these people who were not guilty have been convicted and put to death, and we know that. So Mario Cuomo used to say, a far worse fate is putting him in a cell and the only thing he'll hear is the toilet seat going up and down. That's a pretty terrible thing to say to somebody for the rest of your life. But just in case they didn't do it, and every once in a while it happens, especially in some political provinces, what ends up happening is that they're not guilty. And for that reason, and that reason alone, as far as I'm concerned, the death penalty should go.
While praising Hillary Clinton, President Barack Obama said he could have beaten Donald Trump for a third term. He says, quote, he could have mobilized a majority of the American people. The rebuttal from Trump, no way.
Come on. We don't know. You know, I'd like to think it's true. But we don't have a third term for presidents in the United States. We have a constitutional amendment which prohibits it. You know, I'm a big Obama fan, and if that's what he says and if that's the way he'd like to leave it, fine. We do know that Hillary Clinton leaves with a lot more of the popular vote than Donald Trump has. Doesn't stop Donald Trump from coming in, wiping the cabinet out, saying he's going to wipe much of what Obama has done out, even though his opponent won the popular vote. Now, if she did, and if she's much more popular than the president-elect, let me just say, I suspect Obama is absolutely right. He would have won. People love him. They adore him. His numbers are great. But that's just not the way it is.
Our political observer, Alan Shar, joining us. Thanks, as always, Alan.
Thank you, David. Thanks for getting up.